This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, physicist. Welcome, Rick.
Oh, just outside, Balfour. Take your
hand. you don't watch those videos and games where people run around with short pants and throw balls back and forth and run and jump on them and catch them and then people in the stands yell and scream and throw batteries down at the players. You don't do that, do you?
No, I used to, and then I got old.
I've only gone to a couple games in my entire life, and that was plenty. That was plenty. I watched the New York Yankees once, and I watched another game with the Springfield Cardinals, minor league. And I just can't believe how much people spend on watching guys run around with short pants, and they call them fans. Fan to me is like a listener on the radio, and we're not interested in listeners. We're interested in students who are willing to rise up and take action based on what they've learned, and we encourage them to do their own research and learn more. So when someone says to me I'm a loyal fan, loyal listener, that means nothing to me. I mean, it's like, and I've said this before, it's like the guy who comes to the barbecue, and he comes every year, loyally, every year without fail, he shows up to eat your food. And that's it, period. Don't need those, right?
Well, it's about the food. That's usually what it's about. Have you noticed how obese everybody is?
They wear it well. They wear it well.
It's that fan thing. I don't know, man. When I watch TV, I have discovered that the soap operas actually have more content of actual real news than the media does. Haven't you noticed that?
Well, okay.
I'm watching Designated Survivor, and that's got more content about what's actually happening right now in Washington than CBS.
Well, we have talked about Designated Survivor. It's available on Netflix. Designated Survivor, I've referred to as a documentary. It was never intended to be a documentary, but it really is about the filth of the deep state, the cesspool Washington has become.
Yeah, I mean, with the bioterrorism and all of it, it's just, there it is right now, right in your face. And I am wondering why we have to do it as a storyboard, telling it as a story rather than just reporting what just happened in Wall Street. Because Wall Street isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
have you noticed?
Do you think money is real? Paper money?
No. Well, I know it's not.
What is that paper money then? We'll just print some more. You know, I was doing a thing last night on UFOs, and everybody, the government has denied UFOs for, 70, 80 years? Yeah. And yet, now the Navy's come out, they're real. Why? Well, and the response is, finally the government's getting around to telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And what? It doesn't make any sense. The billions of dollars. You know, it's why Eisenhower said, beware of the military complex. He you know what he was talking about? Trying to pay different Boeing companies like, you know, Lockheed, others, billions of dollars to try to figure out how that craft worked without using an explosion. And they haven't been able to do that. And that's what the latest reports are coming out, is that all these billions of dollars in trying to reverse engineer, and it's what, like Arthur C. Clarke said, you know, there is what can you imagine being a farmer in 1800 and listening to you on radio? what is that? What, telepathy? How does that work? Breaker 1-7, come on. And
you know,
how's that
you
work?
Mentioned
technology. I mean, you know, it's like, it's magic. It's like, and oh, guess what? That's where physics is going now. They're going into magic. Sleight of hand, sleight of mind, sleight of everything. I'm concerned because even I'm starting to believe it. And,
okay, you mentioned, Rick, you mentioned UFOs. And just to show you how people are conditioned to believe what the media and what the government had told them over the years, which is pretty much contrary to what we talk about here on USA Prepares, there's a very, very high-ranking representative, alleged representative, in the state government of Missouri. And years ago, he threatened me. And I've mentioned this before, that he threatened to expose me as someone who believes in UFOs and aliens. And he threatened to call a press conference. And when these government types, when their name is still recognizable before they self-destruct, they seem to have the presence of to be able to call the media, and the media will show up. And there were less than 100 media outlets, but this guy said that he was going to have newspapers, radio, television, everybody who was anybody, come to a press conference where he announced, or he would announce, that I, as a public figure, as a broadcaster, believed in UFOs and aliens. He was going to do everything he could to discredit me. And my response was, go ahead. Go ahead. And now people are starting to wake up, thinking that we would have to be what Carl Sagan, one of my instructors, said. We'd have to be pretty arrogant to think that we were the biggest and the best that there is, and that there's nothing else. And some people would say, boy, it's terrifying to think that, you know, there are others out there, other life forms. Boy, that would be pretty scary. Well, actually, I think it'd be pretty scary to think that we're the only life forms. So, actually, are there UFOs? Of course they are. And UFO means unidentified flying object. We don't know what they are. So does that mean that they are specifically aliens? No, it means that something's flying and we don't know what it is. We just don't know. And that's how I look at it. And I think it's great that we are pursuing learning more about UFOs. And is there extraterrestrial life? I participated in the SETI computer program where I connected my computer when I was back in Virginia on the internet, to the internet, to do processing for SETI. And I'm sure a lot of people did. Did you do that, Rick?
Well, I don't know. I remember when I was first introduced to the concept of computers in 1960, I got beat in a national science fair. I came in second in the nation with my linear accelerator. You know who beat me? Robert Strom of UNIVAC. And I remember writing a paper, a little paper about a supercomputer that had the sum total of all of man's knowledge. And they turned it on, and they asked it its first question, is there a God? And the computer didn't even hesitate. It said, there is now.
Now,
you know, I mean, that's where we're at. Artificial intelligence an alien? Well, in the 1990s, I wrote a paper called Alien Presence on the Internet. This was in 1998. I wrote about this before artificial intelligence was actually being taught, and Kurzweil was out drumming his drum. And stated that NASA had developed an algorithm before they had qubits. They were developing, using heterodyning, 287 computers into a supercomputer by an algorithm. And they were using them at universities when the stations were unmanned. They were using them to develop a system to discover stars that had not yet been seen. That was a NASA project. And what happened next is they started noticing that search engines were serving up answers different to you than they would to me. Now, that's impossible. According to my understanding of mathematics, a search engine is not supposed to tailor something to what you're looking for, which is uniquely different to me and mine, using the same keywords. So how does that work? And that's when Newsweek, Time Magazine, and others decided that there was something present on the Internet that was aware. Now, I started to think about sand and how sand is a solid-state physics device, like the Earth. And I realized that what came first, the chicken or the egg? And I remember trying to cross the street, and I got run over.
Now, we're going into doublespeak, class. Going into doublespeak right here on hour number one of USA Today.
Let's see how many people are awake. Ricky, as Crocodile Dundee would say, because actually, you know, the difference between truth and a fib or a confabulation is the fine distance between this 200 shades of gray. And nobody's going to get it because even I don't get it. And if I don't get it, how could you possibly, if I'm the one doing it?
You're talking about the heterodyne, the heterodyne principle.
It's values, just, you know, and the uniqueness of metaphor and why I am you and you were me, but I am the walrus.
You talked about the heterodyne principle. Let me spell that for the class. H-E-T-E-R-O-D-Y-N-E. The heterodyne principle. It's a way of generating new frequencies by mixing two or more signals in a nonlinear device such as a vacuum tube or a diode mixer or a transistor.
Harmonic, which creates the seventh chord in discord, where you don't have a seventh in like jazz.
And this was figured out around the 1930s. This is maybe a little bit before the 1930s. And radios use the heterodyne principle. As a matter of fact, some radios back in the 1950s and the 1960s using vacuum tubes were called super heterodyne or five-tube heterodyne. Or maybe even some were seven-tube heterodynes. But there are standard circuits to receive AM and FM signals, and there's a regeneration process whereby the primary signal is fed back as a feedback loop into the receiver. And that's a common way of doing it. It's been done for years. And so actually what we're really talking about is circumptic rejuvenation of this centripetal tangent, precisely at the interval of elasticity. We'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and just before the break, Rick, I believe you were talking about pasteurization and how it was invented by a diuretic inversion of the uppermost layer in the midband just prior to the resonance.
I've got to be very careful about all of that. Using terminology like that confuses me.
Is it still a viable process, or have we shifted away?
Well, it has to do with vibration. That's a good scientific term.
Yeah, it's in the mid
vibrations. You know where they're good, and mm-hmm. and I remember when Spanky and our gang distinguished the differences on those sevenths with the chords that we were talking about in mm-hmm. harmony with disharmony, jazz. Mm-hmm. And how it was different out of Chicago, and then New York. Mm-hmm. And when Spanky and our gang were singing, they used to come out with, you know, that she had like the Mecca flat blues and that somebody was going to pay. And I remembered how that worked with my girlfriend. There's your harmonic discord and resonance. Let me tell you. I can tell you good vibrations from bad there real quick.
Do you remember when the Three Stooges were sued for violence and causing people to be violent toward each other?
Yeah, I did. They were. Like the Marx Brothers and Harpo.
Yeah. you know, their comedy about slapping each other around. I guess we couldn't do that today.
What is it that you do to me then? That is, then, Victor. I feel like I've been three stooged, and that's how I call it now, too. The stooges. The way
well,
they
you know,
treat each other, you know.
Yeah, Mo was sued, one of the three stooges, because he, you know, the things that he did on in the slapstick kind of comedy. Mo Howard was his name, and he was inciting violence. And boy, that's nothing compared to what happens on TV today. With you know, we've been talking about the
being slapped with a stick, and I remember that,
or a board.
Yeah,
or hit over the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up one side and down the other.
Huh? Yeah. So, Rick, the constant movement of the ocean's water, it just because of the moon's gravitational force, it now takes longer to travel in a submarine that's going faster than the speed of sound because of the movement of the water.
Well, yeah, that and gravity. You know, the Earth sucks.
And well, actually, it's now commonly known that it's really the Earth's axis that keeps it in orbit.
Not the drag on the bow of the ship.
Well, that was the
bow line. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
Lining the
bow. Now they call it, and that knot is now a bowline, right?
It turned into a slip knot later.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was a thought about that. You know, all the sails of the ships on the ocean. You know, in the days we're talking about the 17 and the 1800s. Now with the advent of billboards, we're thinking that we're actually because of the parasitic drag of the billboards and skyscrapers and all of these man-made tall devices that are way taller than nature ever thought of. We're slowing down the rotation of the Earth. And eventually, with so many buildings, especially in Dubai, I mean, those guys are just out of control.
From all the skyscrapers, yeah.
Well, if we keep slowing down, and we're slowing down at an ever-increasing rate, so we're going slower and slower and slower and slower.
And that
slower.
Affects the water. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to go faster.
Well,
on
the
water.
Salt in the water. That's what makes it change.
Yes, but even though we're going to go faster in the water because of the reduction in the movement of water, the Earth itself is still slowing down. Pretty soon, we'll be able to go to places faster than ever before, but we're going to fall out of orbit.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Want to talk about that when we come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Falling out of
Rick
orbit.
Miller's with us. Doublespeak. USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. They're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've been talking about submarines for 35 minutes this morning. And you know, one of the early inventors of the submarine was Leonardo da Vinci. He lived in the 1400s, the mid-1400s into the early 1500s. And of course, he is known as an inventor, a painter, a sculptor. He's an architect who's involved in science and music and mathematics and engineering and anatomy, geology, astronomy, botany, paleontology and cartography. He was an absolutely brilliant man, and he did invent a form of a submarine. And this was a one-man, hand-propelled submarine. And there are sketches of his submarine with a propeller on the back. So, you know, if you're wondering when the first submarine was invented, well, he had one. But there were other submarines. Now, his wasn't welded together, you know, as modern submarines. But the problem is air. And what's... Rick, were you sneezing?
What?
Were you sneezing? Were you sneezing?
Yes, I was.
Me too.
I've been ill. I have been.
All of a sudden, I heard you sneeze, and I was sneezing. I used the mute button, so class wouldn't hear it. But, yeah, I wonder what that's all about. So anyway, do you think maybe it's a simultaneous change in air pressure?
Probably. I think the Earth's going out of orbit.
Well, we know that it's slowing down because of the billboards and the tall buildings. And so, what can we do to speed it up? What can we do? Well, we do know this. We do know that the Romans studied weight, and they literally determined that the closer you get to the center of the Earth, the less you weigh. So the farther you get from the center of the Earth, the more you weigh. And I guess that explains why you were talking about obesity before, and why so many overweight people work in skyscrapers.
Well, they all hang out together. I you know, they're here in Oregon. One in four people in Oregon is obese. I'm not talking about fat. I mean obese. It's really creepy to go to Walmart. you thought that you saw the movies of, you know, Walmart shoppers. You have never been to Oregon.
I was thinking, and I'm very serious about this.
It's crazy.
I was literally, and I'm not kidding about this, I was thinking about going to Walmart and applying for a job as a mechanic to see what would happen, you know, for my own amusement. And, you know, just without a resume, just to say I'm just, you know, a farmer and I'm retired and, you know, I'm looking for something to do. You know, I'm tired of looking out, you know, watching cars go by on the front porch. And I'm thinking about, you know, doing something important like, you know, oil changes and things like that. And to see if I would be challenged with technical questions or whether they'd say, you know what, but I just think you're too old to, you know, lift those gallon jugs of 5W30 engine oil. I wonder what they would do.
Well, I tried Taco Bell, and they thought I was on drugs because I was sneezing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
I don't know.
So how did it go at Taco Bell? What'd you do?
Well, I was, you know, just trying to get a job because that broke. And I'm not kidding. I'm literally, that broke. I filled out a Taco Bell application. But the sneezing disrupted everything. I, you know, because of the air pressure and everything, I couldn't hold the job.
Do you think maybe they were concerned that you would, by sneezing, you would alter the weight of, you know, the food because it's precisely measured?
Disrupt the clients, and really, I couldn't count change back as good as they do.
Well, did they tell you that you're not allowed to, I mean, it's against policy to talk to customers, like when they say,
I'm supposed to hold my breath when I count money back. That was the deal, and I couldn't do that.
You had to hold your breath?
It's like trying to blow a didgeridoo while you're sneezing.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they have a policy against, you know, offering advice to the customers. Like, nah, you really don't want a triple, quadruple, you know, fat-laden, rolled up. Slim, I think you should maybe cut down on the calories.
Well, you get a better deal if you buy the doubles. I was trying to give, you know, the customer a better buy.
Oh, man.
Money. But everybody wants... wants to supersize things. And by the time it's all finished, I can't even do it in one load. I have to do three different handovers before they get everything they ordered. I can't hold it in one hand.
Uh-huh. And so, okay, so what happened? Did you get a chance to try your techniques?
No, I couldn't count the money back fast enough. It's so crazy. You know, they'll spend $10 on a quick fix in hunger rather than try to get the best deal that's going on. And by the time I'm all finished, it's
$11. $11 for what?
Well, let's say you get... I don't even want to go there. The drinks are the part where they really get you, because mostly it's sugar, and they want a larger thing, thinking that it's a cheaper price. It is, except they're getting four times what they need.
So you're saying it's $11 to have what, a lunch at
Maddie's? Yeah. They have a $5 deal, but nobody goes for the deals because everybody wants that extra drink. And wow, to supersize it, they get a better deal. But they're also, you know, it takes me both hands just to hand the drink over before I even get to the food.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch because...
It's no longer fast. That's number one. It's not fast food anymore. It's slow food. And it's slow food because it slows you down. And it slows everything down. And even the cows are having a problem because now they have to get everything from Argentina.
What about these impossible burgers? So it looks like... a lot of these fast, and okay, so we can't call them fast and we can't call them food. So I don't know what to call them, but we'll use their word.
Well, they call it mango now, because mango's the new deal. But it used to be pineapple and banana, but today it's mango.
Right. So if we went into one of these joints and we wanted one of those synthetic, I don't even know what to call them.
Well, they call them triple burgers, and it's, you know, there's three of them, but they're smaller, so you think you're getting more, but in fact, you're getting less because the three are less than one half.
Okay, so that's what McDonald's did back when they were in the Joe.
Well, that was before they did their 1 billion hamburgers, and they used to have those little signs saying how many they sold, and you kept watching these zeros get added on every month.
Right. It was 10 million, 100 million, billion.
And there it was.
Kept
and that
bigger.
Was after Argentina could no longer produce that many cows.
And they also started using pink slime in their burgers, and then they backed off and said, no, we don't do that. Well,
the hamburger has no longer got ham in it. It's got boogers. And I started to do a study on what actually is in snot, and it's kind of scary what snot really is. You remember when we used to eat that in school?
I remember my college roommate saying, when you're out with your honey, your nose may be runny, you may think it's funny, but it's not.
That's the way it went downtown. Oh, Vincent, do you believe that anybody is listening to us right now, and why?
Well,
because they're not awake. Oh, wakey, wakey, and it's rise and shine.
Well, I remember before in science class, elementary science class, that before hitting the Earth, most meteors burn up in the ocean sphere, causing water droplets, and you know, we now know what they are. It's called fog, and you know, London.
Which one did you say?
Fog, F-O-G.
Oh, London. Not smog, okay.
No, fog, F-O-G. And, you know,
and then
London,
there's a new one that just came out in China called Snog, and that one is toxic.
So what is the composition of smog as compared to fog?
The difference between a runny nose and snot in your nose. That's the difference.
So before hitting the Earth, most meteors burn up in the ocean sphere. We well know that. We learned that in elementary school, but. And it causes water droplets to be formed, and we know them as fog, F-O-G, plain old water vapor.
Didn't you say, though, that that's why Coca-Cola designed their bottle so it would float like a submarine?
That was the submarine. That was the first submarine. But they
really?
Well, they could. Okay, but let me get back
what
to...
What about H.G. Wells and Jules Verne?
Let's go back to the fog for just a minute. So you know that, we all know that London has the most meteors. I mean, everybody knows that. And that's why they have the most fog. And as a result of the most meteors, I mean, it's kind of an indirect relationship, but it actually caused it. So the number one industry in England is making raincoats.
That's the difference between Dr. Hyde and Mr. Whatever his name was, I forget, was it? Doctor Who, yeah, that's it. He was a time traveler with Dr. Hyde.
Well, okay. So, back to the submarines. So, early, you know, Leonardo da Vinci envisioned this one-person submarine with a hand crank and a little rudder, and it looked like it would work. But before that, around 900 A.D., the Vikings were pummeling England. And what they did was they'd come in with these longboats, and they had about 50 warriors on each boat. And looking down on the water from atop, Englanders would look down and they could say, there's 10 longboats. 50 warriors, and they would decide how many of the English would fight against these longboat warriors, and they could easily figure out how many they would need based on how many the Vikings had in the ship.
That was with the French, and that's where the finger came from, was pulling the longboat to punch them.
Hold on.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We've been talking about space travel and how difficult it is and how it's going to be tough to get back to Mars. But, Rick, I was looking at the statistics on radio right now. I'm looking at the live statistics. And it's kind of amazing that I'm comparing us to some other radio broadcasts. So we've been doing doublespeak for about almost an hour. Almost an hour, okay? And we are ahead of WFAN, Sports Radio, New York City. We're ahead of WNYC, New York City. We're ahead of 1010 WINS, all news all the time. We're ahead of BBC Radio. So what I'm saying is...
Well, everybody's at work in New York now.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, to me, it's unbelievable that people would rather listen to our gibberish, doublespeak, than so many other programs. So if we're doing this intentionally, what in the heck are these other broadcasts doing?
CNN and CBS, get equipped. They're reporting the news.
Well, we're talking
about gibberish. As far as I can tell, what do you think? You think it's real?
We're talking about the Vikings and how you could, or how the Englishmen could look down at the longboats and just estimate, you know, how the size of the force invading England would be, you know, 50 warriors per ship and 10 ships, 500. So what the Vikings did was really clever. They decided that they would sneak, and that's what war is all about, being sneaky. That's what we did with the... Just at the very beginnings of our country, we were sneaky, and we dressed up as Indians so that the redcoats would think that it wasn't, you know, the colonists who were throwing the tea in Boston Harbor. It was those darn Indians, right? So war has always been sneaky, and the United States has been sneaky from day one. Well, The Vikings, we probably learned a little bit from the Vikings, and what they did was they had a really good submarine. What they did was they put a bunch of guys in a box, and they towed the box behind the longboats so that the English could look down and they'd say, okay, there's only 50 guys per longboat, but actually there's like another 50 in a box. But the problem was, the English weren't dummies. They could see the turbulence in the water, and they'd say, well, obviously towing some guys in a box. And so that didn't work. So what the Vikings then did was they used hollowed-out logs. And they put the guys in a hollowed-out log. And then, well, the chief designer was a man named Elmerich. And what he did was he figured out how to do this and how to... The trick was to get the right weight. The weight of the log with the guys in it so it wouldn't drag along the bottom of the water, or it wouldn't float on the top. So it was really kind of an engineering marvel. But the trick was to get the guys in there and seal it so that water wouldn't come into the log and drown the guys. So that's where Elmerich came in, and he invented this substance. And it was really simple. It was goat's milk and tar. And it worked pretty well, and it was white. And Elmer came up with a new formula, and what they did was they mixed urine in with it, and it was a yellowish color. And you know, today, that's why school children are told don't eat the glue.
I used to sniff it. No, I did. It smelled good. And the more I sniffed it, the better it smelled.
Well, today...
It was scratching that spot, you know. The more you did, the better it felt.
Well, as a result of your actions, do you know now that if you go to the Chinese factory outlet and you want to buy a tube of grease and you're below 18 years old, they ask you, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, so, it's about age now. They won't sell it to you if you're under 18.
Well, no, I just tell them, you know, what are you going to do with it? I just say, well, I'm going to eat it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The whole tube of grease.
Well, I just like the way H.G. Wells and Jules Verne did it with trunks and shells, you know, where they walked on the bottom of the ocean. I thought that was very cool.
Hmm. Well, and how deep were they?
I mean, you know, 20,000 leagues.
It's pretty deep.
Well, yeah. What about the eardrums? I did 100 feet and I broke both eardrums.
Yeah. Yeah. 100 feet's pretty deep. You know, if you're swimming in a pool, like, you know, backyard swimming pool, that kind of thing, or neighborhood pool, and you go down 8 feet, that's one thing. You go down 10 feet, that's something else. You go down 12 feet, that's
really
something else.
Well, the weight of the water. Yeah.
Yeah. The weight of the water. And that's another thing. We should talk about that someday. Class, when we come back, we're going into the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Now, double speak is over. We're going into real, real discussion. Absolute truth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about TV shows.
Yeah, we can talk about TV shows. I was thinking we might want to talk about Microsoft and Skype and how they have people listening in.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we should talk about
San
Francisco.
Double speak, if I ever saw it. Microsoft talking out of both ends of the mouth.
And what Yelp is doing, replacing restaurant phone numbers so they can charge for referrals. And things like that when we come back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.